Time for another Stain Gang podcast, and time to talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with Ryan Spence and a special guest, Madison Brinkley, who, along with Cassidy Savoy, has scored 6 goals and leads the Midwestern State women this year, also joining us this week. Madison, welcome to the Stain Gang podcast.
Thank you so much.
Did you have any idea you were going to be part of the Stain Gang podcast this week?
Not before
about 10 minutes ago.
Not even 10 minutes ago. Walked in here and found out.
Voila. And Madison was one of 3 players that joined us at halftime of the men's game last week. So apparently, Ryan, I didn't scare her off. You were able to persuade her to come back for a podcast.
She had no idea until she walked through the door.
I'm suspecting that game day is a little bit different than that you've got an idea what your role is going to be going into the game.
Yeah, pretty much. Have somewhat of an idea.
We constantly have to remind, I probably said this to you Wednesday night, by the way, and there may be some repeat questions here, but I constantly have to remind myself that you're a freshman on this team, because when you're out there, you play like a veteran, and you've been certainly scoring like an experienced player out there. What has led to that, for lack of a better phrase, instant success for you?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I think my teammates trusting me has been a big part of that, and my coaches trusting me as well, and just guiding me through what college soccer's like and, you know, helping me fulfill my role to the fullest.
What's been the toughest part about making that transition from youth club soccer to college soccer?
Yeah, I would say definitely the physicality. I can't rely on my speed all the time. I have to kind of, you know, lay into some players. I'm already a little undersized. So going against some really big center backs, it's been a little bit of a mindset shift, but it's been good.
And Ryan, if I remember on an earlier podcast, you said you thought Madison was starting to embrace that part of the game.
Yeah, we talked about a little bit of the benefit of the kids coming in early with some of the ones that graduate. Like, we'll have another one coming in this spring. I think the biggest difference is, again, it's the physicality of it, but it's just the consistency of it. Like, you might play one game of club, you know, 1 out of 3 games where you got a girl beating you up, but then the other two, you got space to run in behind and stuff. Well, I mean, I think as she's seeing now, because she hadn't had a goal in a little bit, is that, like, these teams adjust. There is not much space in behind anymore. Everyone's now in midseason form. They're watching film. They're knowing, hey, this girl's fast, so just drop off. Or be physical and just be up or behind the whole time and just force her back. So, again, that's kind of what we talked about. It's just it gets tougher as you go. And luckily, we kind of are in a position we can control things. Just got to kind of get back on track.
Have you sensed that teams are playing you differently than they did early in the year?
I mean, yes and no. It's kind of, you know, they don't have too much film on me. I've played, just this season. So they do see that, you know, me and Cass combined can get in behind really pretty easily. So they're kind of making us check in, check down. We can't always get in behind them anymore.
I mentioned at the top that you both have 6 goals. Is there any competition between the two of you to finish the season as the team's leading goal scorer?
No, not at all. I think it's we just want to win games. It doesn't matter who's doing the scoring.
Ryan, what is it about those two that complement one another so well?
One's old, one's young.
why do we
always go the old.
I don't know why we always have to call Savoy the old girl.
And not saying Cass hadn't had help necessarily in the past. It's just, it's different when you have Cass was always that person that had to be the one to run on to the next level. And now that she doesn't have to do that, she's had to work on her underneath game of coming back down, which I thought in the spring she did really well. Where I wouldn't say she was a good back-to-goal player, you know, a year and a half ago. I think she's embraced that and understanding what she's got to do. And then it's always nice when you know, oh, crap, the person behind me could actually make that run every once in a while. So it's not having to be just kind of a one-man show waiting on maybe Lexi to run in from deep and attacking mid position. Now she's playing a little bit wider due to some injuries. So, it's just again, you don't always have to be the best 2 players. You just got to understand, like, kind of center backs. You just got to understand each other's strengths and weaknesses and kind of go from there.
Was there any hesitation to play Madison because she is a freshman?
I wouldn't have asked her to graduate early if I didn't think she could come in early. So, now we're coming to that thing where we want the younger ones to play. It's a little bit different in the men's game because it is a size difference and strength difference in the men's game, where in the girls, they can come in and play pretty quick if they can play fast.
How big of an impact has she made on the team?
It's been good. Again, all the girls are a bit of an emotional bombshell sometimes, and so I think that's what she's had to learn through. Everybody, we've all, even me and Lynn, have had to kind of adjust to this. We have a pretty a team that wants to win, and I think they get down on themselves so hard when things don't go their way, which is a good thing, but it also kind of will hurt you trying to get out of your own head. And I think that's been the big, I think, growth we've been trying to go through, is just like, you're all good enough to play, just get out of your own head and just go do it.
I'm always curious, Madison, what attracted you to Midwestern State?
I mean, Spence played a huge part in that, honestly. Just the comfortability with him and Lynn. You know, I can go to their office whenever I feel like, and they'll listen and talk to me. I mean, I just got done with a 1v1 shooting session with him. So it's little things like that pulled me here, plus being close to home. And I know I'll be happy here for my time here.
Can you kind of give me an idea what it's like to play for Spence?
It's fun.
Don't be truthful.
Well, he challenged.
We have a reputation on the Same Gang podcast of being blunt and honest, yeah. So don't hold back.
Well, I will say it's challenging, and he knows what I'm capable of, and I like that's something I've always said. I want to be coached. I want to be, you know, I want him to tell me how I can be better, and he's definitely done that, him and Lynn. So it's been fun though.
How would you describe his style? Is he a player's coach?
Yeah, I would say so.
You wouldn't describe yourself that way?
Compared to other coaches I know, I don't know, maybe. Maybe I just see myself differently. But
I mean, I think we all have our own views and opinions, but I know for me at least, I'm pretty vocal, and I know I can voice my opinion with them.
Now, as a freshman, did you ever have any hesitation about being vocal? Now that you've kind of established yourself, I can see where you're not hesitant. But yeah. early in the season, maybe in the off season.
Yeah, I mean, in the spring, it was definitely different. You know, I think, like, we didn't play as many games, so I couldn't really show exactly what I was about yet. And my teammates have also played a good part in that, like, just allowing us to have a voice, the younger ones. Cass and Mar and Ali Romano have been really good about that.
You're 7-2-3 so far this season, 3-1-3 in conference play. Just took that first conference loss at St. Ed's. Let's start there. Let's go back to – I know you guys probably don't want to revisit this, but what happened Saturday at St. Ed's? You took a 1-0 loss, and all I got to see really was the box score because we had other things going on here. So I was watching volleyball and gridiron football. But it looked like it was a game where you guys probably were – somewhat dominant, and yet because it's soccer, you can still lose the game 1-0. Is that kind of what happened?
I mean, we did definitely have our chances. We did. I think we hit the crossbar. I think Cass hit with the crossbar, and then she hit a corner that came back. Goalkeeper saved point blank. So I mean, we did have our chances. And again, that's kind of how the soccer rolls. So you just we've said this now another week. Can we prevent giving up chances right after we get chances? I mean, that's kind of been, I think that was a little bit of a tweak we got this week. I think will help solidify that. And just a tweak of a mindset, maybe shift a couple players, different positions to get a different role and a different feel for kind of how the game will go.
It's interesting because you used a word I was going to ask Madison about. What was the mindset of the team coming back from Austin after suffering the first conference loss?
It was pretty down, to be honest. That one really stung because I thought we dominated that game, to be honest. It was – they scored off corner, and we did have chances, and I feel like I should have put some away. And, yeah, I mean, it sucks when you can't score any goals.
And, so. I mean, you've played the game a long time. I'm assuming you played it basically your whole life growing up.
Yeah.
How frustrating of a game can it be? Because as a spectator, I know it can be really frustrating because – and I've probably said this to Ryan before, but – and maybe ice hockey's a little bit this way, but it seems to me soccer is the one sport where you can dominate. You can be the better team. You may not win that day.
For sure.
It just takes 10 seconds of a breakdown, and you can suffer a 1-0 loss. How frustrating is that?
It's really frustrating. I mean, it comes down to, you know, we got to finish our chances when we get them. And, you know, that falls on the forwards a lot of the time. But I thought we played a strong game, and it just didn't go our way.
You've got Oklahoma Christian coming up here Wednesday night. What should we expect out of that game, Ryan?
They're a very balanced team. They have no issue defending. They'll kind of catch you on a on counters sometimes. And it's just they've got Lovelace has kind of been their leader She'll kind of drop into attacking mid, maybe center forward, but she's kind of that player they want to try to find, turn, and kind of open up play. But no, they'll be very compact. I mean, Evan, he's done a really good job there in this three, maybe fourth year.
I lose track all the time.
I don't know.
So.
It's just, he's been good. He's we definitely get along pretty well. Where, you know, maybe his style was similar to how I was when I tried to, you know, when we tried to go here. He's had a little bit more success, which has been good. But it's gonna be a hard team. I mean, they just got off a 1-0 win at UT Tyler, and Tyler's been doing really well. So, no, it'll be fun. Wednesday night will be a good match.
What's it been like playing at Stang Park?
Oh, it's been so fun. I love home games. I think the whole team can say the same. It's a great environment.
It is a great environment, and the pitch is in great shape too, it seems like.
It is. I see Spence out there mowing all the time.
Oh, I think it's his moment of zen when he's out there working.
I don't want to notice it probably.
But playing under the lights on Wednesday night should be a lot of fun. I know you were there for the men's game last week, so unfortunately, you didn't get to really be a part of the crowd because we recruited you to help us out in the press box. But can you just kind of describe the atmosphere, what it's like?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me is my family gets to come to those games, and it's always a little bit different of a feel when, you know, you have people there watching you. It's also just like it's home. Like, Wichita Falls is my new home, and I just love being here and playing here.
Do you like Wichita Falls? Does it work out well to be a student here in Wichita Falls?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what, hour 15 from home? Like, I can.
Home's
make
the Metroplex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boyd, just south of Decatur. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, even closer than the Metroplex. Really.
For sure.
Kind of on the fringe of the Metroplex there. What's been the toughest part of adjusting to collegiate soccer and the Lone Star Conference and the schedule? You played Saturday, you're playing Wednesday. It seems like it's a bit of a gruel. We're kind of in what baseball players would call the dog days of the schedule. How are you holding up?
I mean, pretty good overall. You know, it's also my first college soccer season, so just trying to balance school and soccer and somewhat of a social life. But no,
how's that working out for you?
Don't let her lie to you. They do stuff. Don't
with the team.
How are the grades? Are the classes going well
good,
for you?
Yeah, I mean, no complaints here. So,
have you announced your major? Declared a major?
Yeah, I'm doing finance. So.
All right. So you can count Spence's money here.
Yeah.
I would say mine, but that won't take you very long.
No, I'm with you.
That'll be a very quick session for you. This is probably, to this point, your most successful season here at Midwestern State as the head coach. How big of a part of that is players like Madison coming into the program?
I mean, we need players to come in. We need them to come in and be ready to go. Whether it's just pass a fitness test, just to give confidence, or just, it's nice having some kids transfer in as well because you get a bit of that age in here, a little bit of experience. We're kind of in a bit of a kind of a down part right now just because we have, you know, two transfers that came in that were going to play big minutes. One's Ali Romano, who got hurt a few games back, and then one of them...
It breaks my heart every time I see her on the sideline. And she's still, I believe, leading the conference, by the way, in assists.
No, we actually joked around. Oh, it's not really much of a joke, but told her that the other day in the hotel, and I don't think she realized it. So, it's just...
And I think she's missed, what, three games now? In that neighborhood.
Yeah, three games.
And still leading the league in assists with five.
So it's just, having players like her come in and make a difference is, the last 3 years ago when we went to the NCAAs, we had Amelia, Lexi, and Bella all either starting or playing big minutes, and two of them scored goals in the national tournament, two freshmen. So, again, that year doesn't happen without the youngsters.
Lexi's kind of taking that role that Allie had. Is that fair?
Yeah, she's kind of been out there. Maybe a little bit of a tweak this week of what she's going to do, but I think just it's not natural. She's not a natural defender. She'll tell you that. And I'm sure everyone else knows. Like for her to defend takes a lot of effort because she's just never had to in the past. But she's done well with it. I mean, she's one of those. She did in the spring and played wing back against Tarleton and did really well, and we didn't think she was going to necessarily be great at it because it's not natural for her, but she went in and did really well. So she's just a player who can move around.
She's a pretty good athlete, right? Yep. So that helps.
Yeah, she's not afraid to to get physical. She's not afraid to take you on, and she's got a good motor on her.
What's the big difference being out there without Allie?
Oh, gosh. Well, she's a huge leader, just vocally. And she also will put her body on the line. And I think just her aggression on the field, like, it rubs off on everyone. It makes everyone go harder. But, yeah, I mean, Lexi's really filled that role really well, I think. But, yeah, it's weird without Allie on the field, honestly.
Is there kind of an attitude that you want to press on for Allie?
Oh, yeah.
To continue to have the success you're having with her on the pitch?
For sure. I mean, Allie's still there every single day.
Man, I'm telling you, when you guys were in Portales, I was watching the game live on Flow Sports, and the technical area was in the camera shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie's in on every pass. You can see her, you know, she is into the game. She's still very much emotionally tied to what's going on.
I think she was raising some crutches on that day. That was her
chair,
was lifting up
the crutches. Yeah. Yeah, but just her body language, you would see her trying to guide the play with just her body language. It was interesting to see how, because sometimes, like, and Ryan, you can probably talk to this better than I can, but sometimes an injured player will just check out, and that's certainly not been the case with Allie.
Most of the time it does. It happens like that where it's just it's hard. It's an emotional thing. It wears. I mean, she's had a knee injury growing up in high school. I've had one too. It's a bit of a beat down if you allow it to. I think she's actually having surgery tomorrow. So
yeah,
it's going to be a different mental time now that she's not being able to move around as much for the first few days. But, I mean, she was a player 2 days after she did it. She sent me and Lynn a text saying, hey, can I travel? I still can offer a lot. I can still get things going for you. I can get them riled up and get them going energy-wise. And so, and she's been great.
So she is traveling.
She is, but not necessarily now.
After the surgery.
Once the surgery, it's kind of tough to gauge it.
So Wednesday night, 7 o'clock start at Stang Park, Midwestern State, Oklahoma Christian. Still everything in front of you, right? That loss doesn't really set you that far back.
I think we control our own destiny. I mean, and I think we're in a lot better position than we were the year before. So I think we just got to go out and handle business on Wednesday and then worry about Saturday after that.
Get a bunch of goals on Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good to have Madison Brinkley as part of the Stang Gang Podcast. Ryan's here every week. We appreciate you listening to the Stang Gang Podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. Make your plans to be at Stang Park Wednesday night. I'm Pete Stein. So long.